Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon.
Giallo, giallo, gialli!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions. My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
I love that in one of those things where they were, you know, clipping our audio in there, you can tell that I'm talking and you go, listen at the end. You just hear, I only hear it because I hear it all the time. And I'm like saying something and then you hear, you go like, like, listen.
They're cutting you right off.
But it's just the funniest thing because it's always like, listen.
Well, I'm going to be talking about two clowns today.
Oh,
not literal clowns.
Yeah, we're doing some stuff. So happy Valentine's Day. We are doing some killer couples.
Yeah. This couple is, they're quite a hoot.
A hoot nanny?
Ian Brady and Myra Hindley. Mm-hmm. So who is Myra Hindley? Let's start with this fine young woman.
Lassie.
Myra Hindley was an English serial killer. Who wouldn't want to bring her home?
No, she's a catch.
To meet her parents. In partnership with Ian Brady, she committed the rapes and murders of 5 small children. She keeps getting better by the moment.
Whoosh, the dating profile.
Hindley's 17-year-old brother-in-law tipped off the police about her crimes. We'll talk about the crimes in a moment. After Hindley started dating Ian Brady, which I'll introduce this fine young cannibal here in a moment, he would quickly test her blind allegiance like narcissists do, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, how many boundaries can I push on this bitch? Mm-hmm. So Hindley claims that Brady began to talk about committing the perfect murder in July of 1963 and then would speak to her about Meyer Levin's Compulsion, which is a book that was, or a novel published in 1956 and adapted for the cinema in 1959. The story tells a fictionalized account of the Leopold and Loeb case, 2 young men from wealthy families who attempt to commit the perfect murder of a 12-year-old boy and who escape the death penalty because of their age. So early on in the relationship, he is just kind of feeding her with, hey, what do you think of this? And right. So at the end, she pleads not guilty to all of the murders. She's found guilty of 3 murders and is jailed for life. She was never released, and she died in prison in 2002. And I'll talk about the murders here in a second. But she was born on July 23rd, 1942 in Manchester, England. She grew up with her grandmother. She was sent to live with her grandmother at the age of 5 after her sister was born, which is, she was given away. There was no room for her. There was no room in the house for her. So they're like, well, we don't have room for you. Your sister has to sleep in here. So you're out. You're going to live with grandma. So some abandonment for sure. Also, this is in conjunction with the fact that her father was an abusive alcoholic and abused her mother, his wife, and the kids. Mm. After the drowning death of a close male friend when she was 15, Hindley eventually drops out of school. She converts to Roman Catholicism. In 1961, that's where she meets Ian Brady, who is a stock clerk. And he's recently released from prison. And naturally, she falls in love with him.
Naturally.
And she soon completely gives herself over to his control. Because, you know, he's charming. Let's talk about Mr. Brady. Brady was born in the area of Glasgow as Ian Duncan Stewart on January 2nd, 1938, to Margaret, a.k.a. Peggy. Mm. I still don't know how you get Peggy from Margaret, but we can do an episode on that. Stewart,
because that's riveting.
An unmarried tea room waitress. Mm. The identity of Brady's father has never been reliably ascertained, although his mother said he was a reporter working for a Glasgow newspaper and died 3 months before Brady was born. So Brady, aka Stewart, really had little support. And after a few months, she was forced to give her son into the care of Mary and John Sloan. So again, kind of handed over, just like Hindley, handed over to a local couple who already had four children of their own. Brady took their family name and became known as Ian Sloan. So the first of two identities, he starts as a Stewart. Now he's a Sloan. His mom continues to visit him throughout his childhood. So they keep a relationship. But at age 9, he visits the Loch Lomond with his family, where he reportedly discovered an affinity for the outdoors. So a few months later, the family moves to a new council house on this estate at Pollock. And various authors have stated that this is where he began to torture animals. So we start to see the early influence of conduct disorder, psychopathy.
If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.